welcome. I would like to welcome you to our YouTube channel. It is just me here today, of course, but my daughter will also be doing this with me. So, little introduction, who I am. My name is Olivia. I'm going to be on here, for lack of a better way to say it, for a real place to vlog, journal, the changes that I'm going through, the things that I'm tackling in just life, healing, being a mom, raising my kids, saying the things that I feel like people are just not saying right now. So this is going to be our meeting grounds, for lack of a better way to say it. This is Lemons and Shea Butter. The reason why I picked that title is because of the fact that life hands us lemons, undoubtedly. And with those lemons, we make lemonade, we make lemon meringue pie, we make a whole lot of things. We really do. We work it up. We take what we get, we take the situations that we are handed, and we might kick and scream along the way, but somehow we make something magnificent out of it all. So an ode to that is basically what this is. This is an ode to the different ways that we can make lemonade out of our crazy lives, our trauma-filled, our coping mechanisms that may be failing, maybe working, whatever the case just may be. This is just a space where I want to come on and talk about those things and be real, be authentic on ways that I am growing, I am learning, I am reshaping myself through the grace of God. And you know, just the people that I've been encountering and been blessed to like engage with. So welcome to this space. It is my hopes to be truly myself. It is my hopes to be as authentic, obviously, that I can, as I can be, but truly to hit things that also matter to other people, because I know that I'm not the only person. Like, this world is way too big. There's just no chance of it. Come on now, be honest. You know, I know I'm just not the only one. So I figure that as I'm processing these things and I am dealing with it, squeaky chair, that I have a space where I can hold myself accountable, revisit some things that I may have learned, relearn them, or just, you know, just be reminded. Reminded and relearned would probably be the same thing. So more like a check-in, okay? Someplace where I can go check in. So that's basically what I want to create here. I hope that you find this page beneficial, this channel beneficial, and you grow with me. Like, come on now. What's better than 1 million years? Two. So if everybody grows, or someone else grows because of this or along with me, I'm going to be more than thankful. So that's the whole purpose, right? So here we go. Welcome to Lemons and Shea Butter with Olivia, your host. I hope that today's topic is one that you will find worthy. Not even just worthy, but beneficial, useful, something that you can tap into, okay? All right, so here we go. I wanted to touch on the fact that I almost feel like I have been encountering repeatedly the same characters, and I'm not sticking to them, so it's not that I'm dating them. I'm just encountering them as people who are trying to like date me, and I'm like, what is going on here? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? When I ask a question, I get a question. Like, this is weird. Yeah, and it almost makes you feel like people want you to call them out to create the conflict. And I'm one for it these days. Let me tell you, I'm not going to skate over it. You know, it doesn't make sense to, because then I know that I'm setting myself up for a whole bunch more of this. And what I have to say is my biggest issue is that we're not talking about the fact that men are going, women are going above and beyond to fool us. Like, because I'm not naive enough to believe that it's only happening to women. It's got to be happening to men too. So there's just seemingly a culture of avoiding accountability and wanting people to allow you to avoid accountability and continue to use them. It's like, don't call me out on what I'm doing. Yeah, you see it and I see it too. But I don't want you to say that that's what I'm doing, and I want you to continue to let me get away with it. And yes, I know that it's hurting you. I know all these things, but I need to be able to manipulate and use you. Like, I cannot just man up. Like, what is that? I cannot just boss up. What is that? Why would I want to just boss up? I can literally continue to manipulate you, take advantage of you, and push and pull you as I like. So why would I do that? And that is so, so sad. It is such a disgrace, a disappointment. Ooh, yes, even better. It's such a disappointment, because when you can be better, you'd rather be a lame, and now I have to treat you like... like you're nothing. Like, now I have to. Now you're forcing my hand. It's almost like you are challenging me. And you were like, girl, there is no way that you're smart enough to call me out on what I'm doing. And there's no way that you got enough courage to risk being single. So that would mean that men know that we don't want to be alone. That would mean that people know that other people just don't want to be alone. And that's kind of sad, because if you know that somebody is to the extent where they want a good partner, they just want someone that's going to be there for them and someone they can really ride for, go hard for, believe in, trust in, that whole entire bit, then how dare you rob them of that? I don't understand. What gives you the right to say, I'm going to manipulate you as much as you are going to let me? I know that also means that the other person needs to do better and know when to leave. I get that, but that's not what I'm talking about right now. What I'm saying right now is, why do you force me to have to leave you while you cry, beg, and scream to stay? And you know you don't want to do what I need a man or a woman to do for me. You don't want to do that. It's too much. But you don't want to let me go and let me find someone who just might do that for me, and you not have to do all this work of trying to be ready for me. Like, why are we doing that? And I know also that a reason that a person could be doing that, now that I'm sitting here talking about it, could very well be that they don't want to miss out on what you bring or miss out on who you are. They don't want to take the loss. So instead of letting you go, they are trying to hold on and do what they're doing right now in hopes that one day they're going to be where they want to be, I guess, for you. So basically, they got you on a shelf. So yeah, it does go back to, you know what, forget what I said earlier. It goes back to you having to know to leave the person, which sucks, because the person's never going to be like, hey, guess what? I'm not shit. You should probably leave me. I'm not going to get it together. I'm so sorry, but this is a lot of work and I'm too stuck in my ways. So it's up to you whether or not you leave me, but we could just stay and keep doing this because, I mean, really, what else are you going to do? And do you really want to take a chance on not finding someone? Do you want to take a chance on being alone for a time? Like, when you could just be doing this anyway. And we take it, and we run. We're like, yes, baby. Does that mean I can call you now? Please. We're horrible. We're absolutely horrible. And I'm not just talking from a place of, oh, I've seen people. No, I've been that woman. I have been that woman. I really have. And so now it's kind of funny seeing the difference in me, honestly, because I wanted to switch it up. And I asked myself, okay, well, why do I keep getting into relationships with these men? And it was because I wasn't asking questions and I wasn't stopping and actually paying attention to what was being said and what was happening and what they were doing or what they were not doing, because I was too busy being under scrutiny myself, you understand, and trying to be what that person would want. That's another topic. We're gonna go there in just a second. But because of that, I would end up just going back into the same relationship over and over again with different people. So learning that I didn't want to be that person anymore, I started putting up boundaries where if I ask a question and someone's automatically offended, I'm like, hold up, why are you offended, bro? Why are you offended, buddy? What did I say that was offensive to you? I'm asking a question that would ensure that I'm making the right choice in picking you as a partner. And that is something that anybody would want to do. And here you are getting offended by that. That's a problem. That's weird. That's really weird. Okay, so are you going to ask the question, or are we going to argue about you not wanting to ask the question and then move on to something else? Because that in itself is another pattern. Like, bro, you're not good at taking accountability. I don't want to be with someone who does that. Now you're going to tell me that I'm problematic and that I find a problem with everything, so that I'm second guessing myself. So now you're going to manipulate me? Bro, you're going to manipulate me out of the truth? Like, you and I both know. We both know. We both. You see me in here, stupid? You see me? Am I here? Yeah. We both see it. But you want me to be convinced that I don't see what I see, and that I might be even a little crazy just so you can manipulate me and keep doing what you're doing? Wow. Mind blown. Like, it's really that simple. Y'all are really that. Whoa. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And it's so, it goes past the fact that when a woman gets mad in there, or a man gets mad and feels like he's been tricked into something, and you led me in believing that I would get the partner that I needed, knowing that you would never be that person, and I don't want to be here anymore. And now it's, oh, you're ungrateful, or you're all these other things. And it's just never ends. It never ends. And it's all because you just don't want to be who you need to be and do the work that we all got to do. Because we all have to heal. We all have to become better people. Like, we all need to be accountable for our actions. And we all can't be sitting out here drying people out because we need them so much and we're not trying to actually do any of the work for ourselves. Like, you got to stop and think about what kind of person you want to show up as, you know? And this is work I've had to do so I can speak on it. I had to stop and ask myself, do I want to be this person or do I want to be this person? And what actions does this person actually have? Like, what actions do they display in society? Which actions do they bring forth? What types of things would they do? What types of things wouldn't they do? What kinds of people would they associate themselves with? You understand? I remember that at one point I got frustrated with the people that I was around. And it was because I did not find the things that they were doing to be things that I wanted people around me being able to do. Like, I didn't want you to find it easy to screw someone over, right? Because then you'd be screwing me over at some point in time. I didn't want to have a friend that thought it was cool to cheat people out of their hard-earned anything. Like, I started feeling like, why? And it's not feeling like you're better than people. It's just that I don't want those things happening to me. So I'm very worried when you think it's okay to do that. Because when I'm no longer your friend, you're going to think it's okay to do that to me too. And you're going to be my friend, right? So that means that I'm going to give you the cheat codes to mess with me even harder. And that's what I started thinking about. I started thinking about, who am I allowing to know how to break me down, how to deceive me, how to keep me trapped? I had to start thinking about that, because if I'm giving you my friendship, if I'm being your friend, if I'm saying that I need to get a new chair, if I'm saying that we're comrades, like, we're partners, you know, like, I know you, you know me, okay? And the things that I know about you, I will keep here. But the things that you know about me, you're going to keep here, because you're going to utilize them in order to get me to do what you want me to do. you know, in order to keep me stuck here, in order to not allow me to grow. You're going to utilize those things in order for you to get what you want out of this friendship, relationship, situationship, whatever it is. You're not just getting to know me so you can be a better friend. You're not just getting to know me so you can love me better. You're not just getting to know me so you can show up for me in places that I may not have known that I would need someone to show up. You're learning me so that you can manipulate me for your own uses better. Keep me stuck and keep me cycling and guessing what is up and what is down. Like, that is not the same. You know, that's not the same. So I really had to start thinking about what characters people displayed, because if they displayed those characters in certain settings, then likely that they would one day display those characters in whatever type of relationship I had with them. And that was really just holding myself accountable. That wasn't trying to be better than people, even though it may be mistaken as that for some people. It's only if you're trying to be a manipulator do you care that I'm saying I don't want to be manipulated. I really rather not have that characteristic around me if I can avoid it knowingly. Yeah, like, I don't want to clap for you for doing messed up things to people, because I'm gonna be the next person getting messed up stuff done to them. So that was just where I was going with that. But going back to the boundaries, and a person, y'all thought I was gonna forget, and a person that has an issue with you having boundaries that protect you in a situation, baby, you're mad at me because I already know that you're trying to manipulate me and I don't want to go there. So you gonna try to double down? Why are you doubling down instead of walking away, sir? Why do people do that? Why would you? I'm gonna get better at looking at the camera, I promise you. But why do you do that? Why do you double down on the lie instead of just saying, let me go on and find me somebody that I can actually manipulate? I'm gonna keep trying to convince you, bruh. And now I'm gonna get mad at you because you got your boundaries in place and I can't break through those. So now I gotta convince you that you're crazy so you let your boundaries down, and I am then able to fool you because I'm not coming here for nothing good. You know, Those are a lot of things that people are not saying, and this is exactly what's happening though. So I feel that we need to be saying these things more. Get these young girls knowing this is what is out here. This is what you need to avoid, boo-boo. This is what you need to run from, okay? Because I did not know. I did not know. I wasn't ready. And now that I know, it's just a different ballgame. It's a whole different ballgame. I'm walking into these situations feeling far different. Granted, I'm still foolish. You know, that little girl inside, man, listen. Listen, smart woman, stupid girl, don't play with me. Do not play with me. It's real. It's really real. There are times where we think that we know it all so much that we know nothing at all. And there are times where it's really hard to walk away from a situation because the lines just aren't so clear. Because they really do play that hard, I promise you. A woman who got fooled didn't just get fooled because homeboy was out here doing what he wanted in her face. No, that man was crying behind the scenes. He was crying tears. He was crying tears, and he was yelling, and he was screaming, and he was begging and pleading, and Jesus and God, and in front of my mother. He was doing the most, I promise you, in order to get her to let her guard down and give him another chance, or even be with him, or stay in the relationship, or come to terms to even wanting to date him. I am telling you, he fed her all the bullshit, okay? And even if she saw it, she wanted to see good in him. And isn't it like a manipulator to take advantage of you wanting to see good in them? Because you the fool for wanting to see good in them? Like, come on, make it make sense, baby. Make it make sense. So, that's our topics for today. You know, enjoy this little roller coaster ride with me. Stay tuned. I want to drop at least 2 videos a week. This is our first, so of course, this is my little pilot. I will get better at structure and so on and so forth as we proceed. Again, I plan on having my little girly on here. She's not little at all. I plan on having her on here with me because there are some topics that she's asked me to speak about, because I do have conversation with my kids a lot and their friends at times, because I'm not setting these girls out here blinded, okay? I'm coming back for all the Eves, okay? And all the new babies that are going out there and dating and tackling life and not sure which way to turn. You know, they feel like they don't really have the right answers. And everyone gives watered down versions. One thing I can say that my kids have always told me they really love is that I tell them exactly what it is. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to give it to you age appropriately, but I'm going to give it to you because I'm not raising babies. I'm raising adults. And I feel like that is another topic that we will cover at some point in time here, which is raising adults and not babying our kids and actually telling them what things really are and prepping them for this world in ways that our parents may not have prepped us, depending on what generation you come from. But yeah, I want to have all the conversations, all of them. I really do. I want to engage as much as I can. So please feel free to comment. Don't forget to subscribe, okay? So that you can stay notified. Hit the notification bell. And I'll see you on our next episode, okay? It was so good having you. Welcome to Lemons and Shea Butter.